This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
God bless America. Every time, you know, every time you see Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi at the corner of your eye, you know that the lunacy is just becoming exponential. And they're coming after Trump, and they're going to propose impeachment. Or they've, I think they've already filed impeachment. If they would just, if this is proof positive, they don't understand how it works. This is almost as ludicrous as the Republicans voting like 61 times to repeal Obamacare. They didn't have the votes. They couldn't do it. So they wasted time on the floor. They wasted time. And frankly, if I was the Dems, I would have stuck it to them. I would have said, okay, we vote with you. Where's Plan B? Look what's going on right now. We would have nailed them, or they would have nailed them. Anyway, I am Joe Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. On the other side of the next break, we're going to start with David Fisher, who is going to give you some insight to your finances. Be able to show you, tell you, I don't care what verbiage you want to use. But you don't know everything about finances. I don't know everything about finances. You know, people are in it every day. He's been at it for 22 years. Quite a successful man. So my attitude is, you know, why not listen to what these guys, you don't have to do what they say, but at least listen to what they have to say. Right? And see, you know, see if maybe he doesn't give you something where you can protect your money, because you're going to have to protect your money. What you're seeing happen today, what you're seeing happen in the market is good and great and all that. I get it. But you don't, that could change on a dime. And one of the things David talks about that I really love is I think he calls it now 25, 25, 25, 25, which is, you know, real estate, precious metal stocks. There's another one. I just keep forgetting. Precious metals. Oh, cash. He's very much into cash. He loves cash. And I said real estate, but you always say you don't pay attention to me anyhow, so I'm never surprised when you say something like that. I never get upset. Anyhow, 855, oh, show. All right, well, see, and here's proof that religious people are much more tolerant and open-minded than atheists, according to a new study. And which I always love, because we're always accused of being intolerant. And the funny thing about it is we are supposed to love those who persecute us, right? As it's quote unquote, it's not what I call it, it's what they call it, religious people. So a new study has upended long-held assumptions that religious people are more closed-minded and tolerant than atheists. The study conducted by Dr. Philip, Uzarovic, a researcher at the Catholic University of Louvain in Belgium, revealed that while atheists might consider themselves open-minded, more open-minded than religious folk, they're actually less tolerant of different opinions. Well, that's of most, or a good majority of people on the left as well. The main message of the study is that closed-mindedness is not necessarily found only among the religious. Let's call him Benji or something. I don't know. Uzarovic analysis, determined that religious believers seem to be better perceived and integrate diverging perspectives. The study revealed, though, that the level of closed-mindedness depends on the issue at hand. You talk about closed-mindedness. If I've got an atheist sitting across me telling me that there is no God, and I'll tell you why, I'm going to sit here and tell you there is a God, and there's nothing you can tell me to say that there isn't one. Nothing. The non-religious compared to the religious seemed to be less closed-minded when it came to explicitly measured certainty in one's beliefs, he said. However, and somewhat surprisingly, when it came to subtly measured inclination to integrate views that were diverging and contrary to one's own perspectives, it was the religious people who showed more openness. The paper, which explored whether atheists are undogmatic, claims that the non-believers measured lower than religious people in self-reported dogmatism, but were actually rated higher in the subtly measured intolerance. Now, the idea started, Yuzurevic. Can we just call him Yuze? How about that? Yeah, don't know who I'm talking about. I'm not doing that whole thing. That's my tongue hurts when I do that. Yuze explained that through noticing that in public discourse, despite both the conservative religious groups and liberal secular groups showing strong animosity towards the opposite ideological side, somehow it was mostly the former who were often labeled as closed-minded, the liberal secular groups, that is. The study also revealed that the strength of a person's belief in religion or atheism directly impacts just how tolerant or intolerant they are. Now, researchers surveyed 788 adults from the United Kingdom, Spain, and France. The majority of the participants identified as atheists, 302. The next largest group were Christians at 255, then agnostics at 143, Muslims at 17, Buddhists at 17, and Jews at 3. 51 described themselves as other. I'm kind of confused. What's left? I mean, seriously. Other what? What are these, Rastafarians or Spaghettifarians? What was that? Pastafarians. Yeah. I know, right? That should be an easy one. Oh, God. 855 Real Joe. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you could do. Check us out on Facebook. We're also on, what's that other one? Twitter. You can either use at Joe Messina or at The Real Side. I try to make it as easy as possible. Come on, people. Really, seriously. How much easier can I make it for you? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, David Fisher will join us after the break. Don't go far. Grab a drink. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body antibiotic extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room. Steve, how can you not be happy listening to Stevie Wonder? Seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's not play around. Let's get right to it. Well, like I tell you guys all the time, I love having my next guest with me. We have a lot of fun together, and I learn a lot from him. And not that I have a gazillion bucks in the bank that I know what to do with, but I learned a lot from David Fischler. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure to have him with me. David, thanks for being with me again today.
My pleasure, Joe, is to be on your program. That's how it always works. So thank you for having me and allowing me to be entertained and hopefully do some entertaining.
Oh, wow.
Mostly education.
Yeah, that's where we want to stay with education. Because if you've ever seen me sing and dance, you know I just don't entertain well. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
The mic.
Yeah.
TV or no?
Okay. No, well, somebody said bring cameras, and I'm going, okay, you guys, this is not going to work out well. I'm telling you. It's not a good sight to see. You know, but hey, listen, last week was an interesting week. I mean, you weren't on during the G20 summit of last week, and you know, when you go back and look, and I don't know if you were paying attention or watching and really following what was going on last, you know, Friday and Saturday. What do you think? What, in your opinion, were the key or the most important topics discussed, and how do you feel the outcome of what took place there was?
Well, obviously, that's a loaded question, depending on who you are and your perspective. But yep. According to the G20, going into it, the number one thing that they wanted to talk about was climate change, global warming, and carbon emissions. And, you know, some people call it the G19 instead of the G20 because President Trump, being true to his nature, just months before the G20 of last week, when he was in Italy, he gracefully or maybe abruptly bowed out of the Paris Accord climate agreement, which means he doesn't want to spend a bunch of money to participate in trying to get global warming under control. President Trump is not a person of strong belief in global warming, and he puts his money where his mouth and is, so to speak. And so that's why he's breaking rank, because if you look at history here, Joe, and, you know, let me just take a side note here for a second. Put the pause button for a second. Why are we talking politics? People were saying, I thought this was, you know, financials. Well, what happens in the world and in our, from our political leaders has usually a direct correlation to what's going to happen or is happening financially. So that's why we talk a little bit about a politics, but the focus is on financial. I want to make sure we keep that in mind. But this is why we do talk about what the leaders of the world are politically saying and doing. But this didn't go well with the country of Germany and, you know, per se Angela Merkel, who right. is the chancellor, because she's big on climate change, as well as the 19 other leaders. And the G20, just to let you know, is the 20 most industrial nations that affect about 85%, Joe, of the world's global economy. Their leaders of those nations were all convening on Hamburg, Germany, along with the other 10,000 protesters from Hamburg that didn't like the G20 being there because they don't like free markets, they don't like capitalism. And some of the things they just don't like, social.
Oh yeah,
they want socialism, and so
worked out so well for Venezuela and others, right?
we have a lot of history of it working out long periods of time and being facetious. Never shown that it ever has worked out, but so that you know, there's not there wasn't necessarily a warm welcome, although the protesting wasn't directly at President Trump. It's what some of the things that President Trump stands for, but also what America stands for. We're free enterprise, we're free markets, we're capitalism, and really the protesters are really anti those, and they're, you know, want climate change to be taken care of. You know, and I'm not an anti-climate guy, but that really kind of overshadowed the meeting. The biggest thing that really took the overshadowing of the purpose of G20, if it really was truly overshadowed, was the side meeting of the first time in history between President Trump and President Vladimir Putin. So he is the Russian equivalency of the president, and so they shook hands for the first time and had a 20-minute meeting, which most of it was small talk and a few jovial jokes. And then about an hour later, they had a two-hour meeting after that, which, you know, a lot of people might not know what President Trump came out of the gates and said to Putin. His first question was, tell me, did you influence the elections in our country? And he went right into that. So, you know, people were giving President Trump, the news media was giving President Trump pretty a hard time that, you know, in his 20-minute upfront first-time conversation, he didn't ask about this, but it was the very first thing, you know, that he was asking for. And obviously the answer was still the same that Putnam gave before, that he didn't have any influence on the outcome, nor did influence it, nor, you know, filter into having any movement towards one way or the other, is what his response was. And he asked to that America provide the proof that Russia was trying to influence the vote, the...
I hear, you know, I love this stuff. Let's not get too far into the weeds with all this, but I love this stuff with these guys, because the media wants him. They want to get down to the information. They want to get down to what actually happened. Trump starts asking them questions, and they're making fun of Trump for asking the questions. I'm thinking, well, what a great place to start, though, right? I mean, I'm not saying you take the man's word for it 100%, but I think all right, so I asked the guy, and here's what we have. And between what he said and what we have, here's where we're at. But you're not going to make those people happy anyhow.
Of course not.
Right?
But, you know, the outcome of this was, it couldn't have been any better as far as a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire deal took place in southwest Syria. And, you know, obviously many people know that there's been fighting over there for quite some time. So they created an agreement to de-escalate. They call it the de-escalation agreement, aimed at paving way for a broader, more robust truce, as the announcement came after the meeting between, you know, President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. So that's part of it. But President Trump, you know, doesn't want to put the money forward to the G20. And to put it into perspective, he's really the first president, I think, ever in history that doesn't want to do this. President Bush, the Bush era, donated around $2.5 billion to the G20.
Yeah, don't go far, because you get a lot more with David on the other side of the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. Listen, pay attention. Take notes. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, let's just get right back to it. Seriously, because, I mean, it's important. It's an important topic. It's important that you know what to do with your money, what to expect, you know, coming up in the economy. Because, again, things haven't changed that much yet. They look good, but they haven't changed real well yet. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is with me. I always like it when he's on with me. He gives us plenty of information. We were talking about what, you know, why the G20 is so important to finances. What's the big whoop? What do we care what the other countries are doing or not? David, you were, first of all, thanks for being with me. And second, you were saying.
I don't think President Trump does care what other countries are doing as far as reference financing the G20. Why am I sharing all this? Is because a lot of people elected President Trump and voted for him because of his leadership. And a lot of people questioned his leadership on a foreign policy. He campaigned upon making America great and making America first.
Right.
And therefore, he's following through who he is, true to his nature, which is what I like about politicians when they do this. A lot of them don't. He's doing that. Now, we're going to talk a little bit later in your program about the gridlock that he's facing with other things. But, you know, he's doing everything he said he would. Maybe not in the way of delivering people would like, because they're always going to criticize that, especially when it comes to tweeting, which I don't necessarily agree with. But leadership is what we're talking about. He's leading by his own belief system, what he was hired and voted into office for. He's now showing that with 19 other countries of the world.
All right. So, again, back to when we look at the G20, we look at what took place there. How does the financial world, just a quick overview, really quick, how does the financial world look at that? Why is that so important as a whole? I mean, to some of us who probably to a degree don't get it, don't understand it, you know, you talked a minute ago about how he's, you know, America first. Why do we really care?
Well, markets don't perform very well on uncertainty. But when there is certainty and strong leadership in what a president has campaigned upon, he's following through, that brings certainty to the markets. So he showed that in his leadership. Doesn't mean that everything he does will cause the market to go up, but it had a positive impact. It didn't balloon the market, but it didn't cause the market to go down. I don't know if we're going to save a ton of money, but we might save $3 billion here, which, you know, every penny does count. That's a lot of money.
What's a couple of billion bucks when we're trillions in the hole? But go ahead anyway.
So, but, you know, he's looking at, you know, is the money that we're spending effective? And so this goes in line with what I've talked about in the past, the debt structure of our country. You know, President Trump is trying to do something about it directly, and here's an indirect way where he's trying to save some money on something that he doesn't believe necessary, that we're going to get what we call the bang for the buck. So that's how it relates to the financial side, is bring confidence to the market.
Okay.
Some other people don't like it, but, you know, it is what it is, and the markets are reacting thus.
All right, so the market, Congress has only got about, 10 days left before they take their summer break. Which I don't know about you, but, you know, in the real world, when I don't get my job done, when I have done what I need to get done before I go on vacation, hey, vacation waits, not everything else go. So you think they'll pass a health care bill and also a tax bill before they recess? I don't think they're going to get through the tax bill. There's just no way. How does that affect us?
I don't think they're even going to get through the health care bill because now Congress people are coming out, Republicans, and not are able to get their arms around this fully. It doesn't look like we might not have enough votes. That's still up in the air.
Right.
But it's not just the health care bill. It's four major things. The health care bill, the tax bill, 2018 budget, and also the fourth thing, raising the debt ceiling. Those are your four major things, and we have some minor things like who's going to run the FBI, things like that. But, you know, Congress, let's put this into perspective. Here's what I'm going to share about leadership. In reference to the 2018 budget, we have a thing called the House Budget Committee. And normally, they're supposed to pass 12 bills to create a budget, so we can have what you call a budget resolution for next year. And those are supposed to be approved for passing on April 15th. Not next year, this last year. Nothing happened. In late June, they voted for a budget blueprint for next year that they couldn't even pass to approve of a blueprint. So because here's the stumbling block is how much are they going to reduce yearly growth in spending on programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. You know, they're trying to pass a budget that addresses the true driver of our debt and mandatory spending, and they just can't get their arms around it because obviously we're spending way too much than what we're taking in. So to put it into perspective, this is going to shock you, Joe. Congress has not passed these 12 spending bills for the operations of our country by September 30th for 20 years now. The last time the GOP did it was 1996, and the Democrats did it in 1994. We have had a 20-year time frame that the key elements on how a government, our government, puts together a working budget. They've not passed the 12 spending bills for the House Appropriations Committee. This is why we fight. This is why we don't have a working government. The very basics on what we're going to budget to spend our money on, they haven't agreed on it in 20 years.
Oh.
We have a major leadership problem.
And it's getting worse. I mean, as far as them compromising on anything or coming together, I shouldn't say compromise, but actually coming together, I think it's getting worse.
Let's put it simplistically this way. Under President Obama, one of the last largest spending bills that he wanted to put through and pass was a $1 trillion infrastructure spending bill, money to go for bridges, highways, subways, trains, and our infrastructure. Democrats loved it, Republicans hated it, and they voted it down. The very same bill now is being picked up by Republicans. They want to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. President Trump's been campaigning upon that. Democrats now hate it, and Republicans love it, and it probably won't pass. It's the same exact spending, for the same exact thing. This confirms what I'm saying, that we don't have leadership in our Congress, you know, there's a scripture that says a house that is divided cannot stand. The house is divided. Well, so is the Senate, too. But I will say the Democrats work better together.
Wait a minute. You say the house is divided? I had no clue.
That's why I'm on your program. Wake up, Joe.
I know.
So if we don't have leadership, I'm not just talking about the president now. The president can stand up and say, this is what we're going to do, but we can have gridlock. And I'm pointing out the fact that we can have the best president in office with the best intentions to do the best thing for our country, and Congress will
screw it up
the other way.
Yep.
They'll throw it out the window and they'll pick it apart because they're all going to have their own different opinion. And this is why nothing gets done. This is why it escalates. So, leadership dictates the direction of our country, and it's more the leadership, not just of the president, but it's the committees and the politicians and the senators that vote or don't vote these things into effect that's causing a non-working American country.
Yeah, I hear you. I look at this stuff and I think about all the things that are going on, all the things that are tied together, all the things the president himself has to deal with, including fighting his own party. And not because he's so far out. I think it's just because we have a bunch of cowards in the party right now. They don't know what to do. They're afraid of him. They're afraid of what he represents at times. And it's just amazing to me. They've been stuck in D.C. too long. That's really what it boils down to. But look,
they're also afraid of what they do and vote on and don't vote on if they'll be elected in office next time. So there's that.
I got news for you.
Elephant in the room.
If they don't draw a distinction between themselves and the Democrats, There's no reason to vote for them again. But listen, we're up against it. Let's go ahead and take a break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about what down at the Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen. She spoke before Congress, and I want you to in English, not financiers, but in English, explain to us some of the main topics and how the market reacted to her. So we'll be back in a minute.
You know, I love what David's on because again, he ties together the world market. I know some of us aren't globalists. I'm not. I don't want to be tied together with everybody. I don't want to be tied together with the whole world. I really don't. And I do believe in nationalism. I do believe that we should worry about Americans and American workers first. If you don't, I don't know. Maybe you're listening to the wrong show. Hey, I'm Joe Messina. More with David Fisher on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Grab a snack. Come on back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How did you become addicted? A friend?
Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Hope I saw you too. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We get back to David Fisher. I'm learning about your finances. You got to learn about your finances, man. Got to keep your finances in check. There's a lot more coming down the pike you don't even know about. We are back, and I always, always, always love having David on with me. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is with me. Gives us an update on what's going on in finances every week, what's going on in the market. Actually, what's going on around the world that affects your money to help you understand how to save, stay safe with your money. David, again, thanks for being with me. And, you know, before the break, I was going to have you, talk about, Chairwoman Janet Yellen spoke before Congress. And, you know, what were the main topics? What, you know... How did the markets react to her? And please do it in English and not financese.
Certainly. Well, this speech before Congress was a planned one, Joe, and it was a monetary report on what the Fed is planning on doing. This is not them announcing that they're raising rates. She talked about three main topics. She talked about how much the Fed will raise rates and how much and under what criteria they will do that. The second thing is she talked about the Fed's balance sheet. Some people are saying, what is that? Well, just like people own things, the Fed owns things. The Fed 10 years ago had $550 billion on their balance sheet. That's a low number for the Fed historically. Now they have 10 times as much, $5.5 trillion. What have they done? They spot treasuries. That's the majority of that. And then about 70% of that is that. And about the 30% is a thing called mortgage-backed securities. That's the other
portion. I remember that term.
So what people are saying, what is that? Well, remember the defaulted loans? There's a mortgage security on that, insurance, and that's bad paper, in other words, by most people's standards. Yet the Fed says, no, it's an asset. We're going to buy that in 2009 and 10, and we're going to use that as an asset to leverage it and make more money so we can inject the money in the system. I'm referring to quantitative easing. QE2 is what I'm referring to. There is three of them, QE1, 2, and 3. So
Some of those terms make the skin go up in the back of my neck. I mean, the hairs go up in the back of my neck because we've heard those terms for years. They just make me crazy, but go ahead. Keep going.
Quantitative easing, Joe, simply
like
put.
Like swearing, but go ahead.
Is a financial swear word for taking money, creating money from a non-traditional asset. What is the traditional asset? Money in the bank, that they make 10 times more money. So that's how the Fed works. A non-traditional asset is a treasury bill or mortgage-backed security. That's the fancy definition for quantitative easing. And out of buying those non-traditional monetary assets, they make more money to inject in the system. Now they have a big balance sheet. The Fed has been the number one buyer of treasury bills, and they're the largest holder of mortgage-backed securities in the world because other countries have backed away from buying U.S. treasuries. So the Fed has stepped up to support the treasury market. Now they're going to start to sell that. So Janet Yellen is saying because we're raising interest rates, the Fed is forced to sell treasuries because treasuries don't perform well as rates go up. If you've already bought the treasury before. The other reason, and this is where I think it's going to, I'm going to cause people to think for a second.
Hey, that's good. That's a good, people need to think about this stuff. Go ahead.
The Fed bailed out the banking system, right? In 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And before they did this, they were leveraged at 7-1. In other words, for every dollar they held, they had $7 leverage of liability. The Fed at $5.5 trillion is 77-1, 10 times more. The Fed cannot bail out the banking system the next time. So when, not if, we have another calamity, we'll talk about that, what some other people are saying this week about it. When that happens, the Fed cannot take on a huge leverage. They can't go to 100-1 or 200-1. They won't survive. So they got to get rid of this money on their balance sheet. So by them doing this, they're admitting we're preparing for the next calamity because we will have to do some sort of a partial bailout of the banking system because they are the central bank of the world. So by their own admittance, by their actions, they're putting this into effect. The problem is, Janet Yellen has said it's going to take about 5 years or so to get down to the level of where they were before because they're going to liquidate around $60 billion a month.
That's not a little amount of money either.
Yeah, that's not a little amount of money,
you know what I mean?
But it's...
Yeah, go ahead.
It's still going to take about 5 years to get what you call the balance sheet to normalization, according to Janet Yellen. She has said that they're not going to get down to the level that they were pre-2008. So in other words, we're not going to be under $1 trillion. The Fed is not going to be. They're still going to have a higher balance sheet in the future than it was before 2008. But they're going to start to sell these assets, being U.S. Treasury bills. That means the government has to buy it back, which means we go further into debt. So we're dealing with a financial balancing act here, teeter-totter, where people are preparing, even the Fed, for a next calamity, and people are moving assets and liquidating them, even the Fed, in preparation for some problems getting ready to happen. So the Fed does not have a detailed plan on how they're going to do this. They announced that previously several times, and they've been doing that announcement for the last 6 years. And even this week, they confirmed they do not have, they were very vague, and this is what the economists and news people are saying, and I am saying, that they're very vague on their plan, which leaves it open for a lot of guesswork. So this caused the markets, stocks were up about 200 points before this. They came down over 100 points. Gold shot up $7 within moments after first announcements and minutes of this. So what does this tell us? It tells us that the markets are uncertain because the Fed is uncertain. So we're having a little bit of a yo-yo effect in the week of this market, some ups and downs because Trump speaking, announcements by the Fed speaking, and it's kind of diametrically opposing each other.
And you know, again, people not understanding that the numbers that we've gotten so used to these big numbers. They almost don't mean anything to us anymore. It's really, well, I personally believe it's really, really scary, you know. But let's get back, because you don't have a whole bunch of time left here. In the last 7 weeks, you've talked almost every week, you've talked about the highly respectable hedge fund manager or CEO warning about a coming crash. Is there any new information this week on this?
Well, there is, besides what I just shared with you, the actions of the Fed. And by the way, on a side note, the Fed was, Janet Yellen was asked if they were creating bubbles, artificial bubbles,
mm-hmm.
and she denied that. So, but that's pretty much everybody believes the Fed has created way too many bubbles. And to chime in, Jason Karp, who runs a $3.7 billion hedge fund called Tourbillon Capitals, $3.7 billion, that's a fairly large hedge fund. This guy's got to be a smart guy to run that. He has said that we're in more than 8 years into the market's last bull cycle. It's the second longest on record, and people are paying just significantly more for assets without any fundamental improvement in those assets. In other words, stocks are way too expensive, according to a fund manager that buys and sells stocks.
You know, David, we got close to 3 minutes left here, but look, you know, you've got more and more states and even countries are in problem having financial issues. We know the EU's got terrible issues with some of the countries they have there. You know, Illinois, what do they do? We could talk about probably for a whole hour. I did a bunch of segments on it the other night how this is not going to work for them. Even the guy, me sitting in his chair, not understanding finances in total, understand that what they're doing is going to do nothing but hurt them. You got Puerto Rico, Connecticut. Now, that's just a few of the many. What can people do to protect themselves?
Well, they need to look at their financial future and ask them this simple question. Did they fix 2008 or did they put a Band-Aid on it? If you feel they fixed it, then leave your money where it's at and take your chances. But here you have lots of people who are saying otherwise. They didn't fix it and a calamity is coming. So diversify, because this time they can seize your money. According to the Dodd-Frank Act, you can roll over your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver. And on a side note, gold went up 72% in 2008 and a multi-year run and doubled in 4 years, while stocks lagged for 4 years. So diversify into gold, get some insurance, get some growth in your portfolio, buy an asset that's undervalued versus being in assets overvalued. And if they pull the trigger and want to seize your money, you don't have all your money in a paper asset.
Yeah, I wish people would even pick up the phone, call you, discuss with you. You're not a hard sell. Anybody who's called your company has told me it's not a hard sell. And you've got to have this information, people, because I don't understand it. I learned so much when he's on the show with me. And I'm not just saying that, as you guys know, he's a sponsor of the show, but I'm not saying that for that reason. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, you're going to have to hop on the website later on tonight, and we'll put up the podcast of the full interview. I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me, always. I'm always appreciative of, I know you could be listening to about 6,000 other stations. Not really, but close. Anyway, you can always, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. When we come back, Krispy Kreme, yeah, that's right, the donut company, was causing major traffic jams across the country. Along with that, California Supreme Court has decided they're going to make the bar exam easier for attorneys, substandard attorneys. We'll be back in a few minutes.